Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, October 10th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Wow.
Just Johnny wow. Cakes Auville.
106.7 The Nats rolls on, my friends.
That's what it is. Does, brother.
And Jason Bishop.
It's a good day to come to work.
What a
good
night.
Day. Thank you,
We're
brother.
We're going to be celebrating with you throughout the morning. It is Open Line Nats. You want to celebrate with us, 800-636-1067. The Dodgers had their plan set. They went to their ace, Clayton Kershaw. He got Adam Eaton in the seventh, but then in the eighth, he had to face the big boys, and here's what happened when Anthony Rendon faced him.
Kershaw's 1-0 to Rendon, swung on, hit of the year to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall, he leaps, it is gone, goodbye! Bang, zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw, and this is now a one-run game here in the top of the eighth inning. Rendon with his first home run of the series and the postseason. He drives in his fifth run of this series. And it's now the Dodgers 3 and the Nationals 2 with nobody out here at the top of the eighth inning.
It was officially on. I mean, it was on when they got the first run, and it was just a two-run deficit. If they could just hold on, you knew this team, again, the most resilient team that I can remember. You knew this team had a chance, and you could just feel the momentum. And then, of course, Soto came up next.
And they kept Kershaw in there because it's lefty-lefty, and he's facing the 20-year-old. And here's what happened next.
Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one to deep right center field. Way back. Going. Going. And gone. Goodbye. Halfway up the pavilion. A tremendous game. Tying. Home run by Juan Soto. And this game is all even. The Nationals dugout goes wild as Soto crosses the plate. He has tied this game. He drives in his second run of the night. It's his second home run of the series. And Dave Roberts on his way to the mound. The Nationals have hit back-to-back home runs off Kershaw. It's the Nationals 3 and the Dodgers 3 with nobody out here at the top of the eighth inning. And Kershaw is done.
20 years old. 20 years old.
Kershaw threw six pitches.
Yep.
And six pitches, and he's going back to the dugout.
Unbelievable.
It was an incredible scene.
Like how Charlie ramped it up for the second home run. The first one, he was excited. Yep. Second one, it's building.
Well, now it's tied.
Well, the first
now
one
on.
Was barely out.
Yeah.
The second one, you knew from the moment it hit his bat that that one was going to be a home run. Yep. I mean, I think he hit it like 460 feet.
I think they said 449, but I could be wrong.
I mean, he crushed it.
Yeah.
He absolutely crushed it. So that tied the game. I must admit, I thought at the time, I wonder how many hours Jason Bishop has been sleeping.
I thought about it.
What time was that live?
That one? Well, I think Howie
Kendrick was at 12:23.
Yeah, okay. That one was 11:30, 11:45.
And let me tell you something. I think it was when Soto, it's when these guys hit their home runs. I mean, I was fading. When they hit their home runs, I was so wide awake.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to fall asleep for hours.
I wasn't fading because it felt a lot like the Brewers wild card game. Same deal. Pitcher gives up a couple of runs early, settles down, and a very underrated decision by Davey Martinez was he could have pitch hit for Strasburg when Strasburg
struck out. That would have been insanity.
No.
I think that was the fifth inning.
Fifth inning, for sure.
Kept him in. Strasburg.
That was huge.
Got a couple more innings.
Although I was going to come in here and rip them. Remember we talked about doing the little things? You got to do the little things to win. And he can't get the bunt down. And then Turner strikes out. You leave two guys on. I was going to come in here and just rip them. But what was 2019 all about in baseball this year? It was about the home run.
Oh, the home run?
Every single run was scored last night because of home runs. And big hits, timely hits, and Dave Roberts getting second-guessed all over the state of California for leaving Kershaw in.
Oh, my God. I watched a lot of the postgame because I wanted to see, you know, the clubhouse celebration and all that stuff. And Pedro Martinez and all those guys said that the Nationals had to have been salivating when Kershaw came in. Not that Kershaw is not a good pitcher, but they were facing 97, 98, 99, and they were basically saying when Kershaw comes in, it's almost like a softball pitcher. He's a soft tosser.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw like he used to.
But you know
he's
what?
He's had a lot of injuries.
He did his job
91.
In the top of the seventh. He got
right,
eaten
said,
on the strikeout.
They basically
three pitches.
Said it was managerial malpractice.
You know what?
To not go
could
to
have easily went to Maeda. You got four right-handed pitchers in the top of the line, or four or hitters out of five in the top of the lineup for the Nats, and he left them in.
And actually,
he left them in to face Soto because it was lefty-lefty, but he could have brought in Maeda to face one lefty, and then he had a bunch of righties after that.
By the way, just as I thought the non-move of not pinch-hitting for Strasburg was key for the Nationals, the move where the Dodgers actually pinch-hit for Maeda, mm-hmm. because Maeda was lights out. That guy Kelly was awful the last time he was in, couldn't get an out.
Yeah, but Kelly looked good that first inning.
He had a good first inning.
He was silly.
But it was the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
And then when he had to face the big boys,
Well, they called it. They were saying, this is it. This is the top of 10, whatever
the hell
it was. I
felt the same way. Like, if they were going to win, it was going to happen in the 10th. And, of course, they load the bases. And here is Howie Kendrick at the
field. Shades right, infield in all the way around. Turner and Seager on the left side. Hernandez and Muncy on the right. Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
I couldn't.
I believe it because I saw it, Dave Jagler, sail over the wall to the 396 marker just to the right. And Kendrick, who'd had a tough series, robbed of some good chances for hits. Some other chances didn't come through. He had made three errors in the field, no doubt, not thinking about it then. And the Nationals' faith in him. 36-year-old Howie Kendrick with a grand slam in the 10th inning to put the Nats up by four.
Just surpassed.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just surpassed Zims. That's now surpassed Wirths.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
biggest homer in team history.
And by the way, that was in the 10th inning after there was a scare in the 9th inning. Hudson allowed that deep fly ball to right field where several of the Dodgers players actually jumped over their wall in the dugout. They were ready to celebrate thinking they had a walk-off win in the 9th inning.
Yeah.
And instead, Adam Eaton caught that ball. And then Adam Eaton had a huge at-bat, I think, to start the next inning or earlier in the game. He had the walk.
And I love the fact that Jags got the call on that one. And we love Charlie and Dave. But,
like it means you get them.
Charlie has, you know, he's got a lot of signature calls through the years for the Nats. And now Jags definitely has one.
It's funny you bring that up because I never thought this guy's probably get jealous when the other guy gets the call. You know what I mean?
But they both had nice calls, though.
Oh, absolutely.
They both got great, but finally Jags gets the winning one.
Right. And here's the final out, which, yes, it is Dave Jagler on the play-by-play.
Long look in. Doolittle is ready. One ball, one strike on Justin Turner. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball shallow center. Racing on is Taylor. Closing on it. Dives. And he caught it! A diving catch ends the series! What a play by Michael Taylor! A diving catch! And the Nationals, for the first time in their history, will play in the National League Championship Series! They're celebrating on the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down. Michael Taylor getting surrounded near second base with a diving catch to close out the Dodgers. Final score, the Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. The Nationals win the series 3-2, and it's on to St. Louis to play for the National League Championship.
Well, you talk about being ready to rip them for the little things. You know, Strauss, in my opinion, he botched that when he took the 3-1 pitch.
Yep.
Because, you know, bunting on 3-2 is so dicey.
Yeah, you got to get it down.
He had to at least attempt that 3-1 bunt.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Kendrick just setting up, even though they didn't capitalize off it, he was leaving a bad taste in everyone's mouth with his playoff performance.
Yeah,
it was so sad because the guy had such an unbelievable year.
But we talked about it. He's not a great fielder. He's only there for one reason. Yeah. That's because of his bat.
Yep. Yeah, and it was just unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. And I said when he was at the plate, because this played out the way I thought it would play out for a Nats victory, I was ready to rip him for no bats until about the 6th, 7th inning when they started to get going. Because it was, Buehler, I think at that point maybe giving up 2 hits, eventually gave up 4 or 5. But it was looking like the bats were going cold, but the bats started to heat up. But when they had the bases loaded, no out, I tweeted at the time, we're going to need at least 3 here. We're going to need at least 3 because the way the bullpen is, I don't trust. Sorry, yeah. Love Doolittle came in, did his job. Don't trust it. And then to hit the bomb and hit the 4, I was nervous when Doolittle was in there, but I was pretty comfortable we were going to get 3 outs
to have the
before we gave
lead
up
was
4.
Huge.
Yeah, nice cushion.
This is what was huge about this game was, yes, Buehler was great in the first 3-4 innings. He's just a stud.
Yeah,
he just
is.
But they were able to grind out at bats, get the pitch count up, finally got him to 117. If it's at 100, he's coming back up, might even pitch the 8th.
For sure.
And if he gets through the 8th, it's probably curtains, because then you don't have to bring Kershaw in. You don't have to bring Kelly in. You can go right to
Jansen. My opinion, they didn't grind out the bats until much later, because I think
it was like 4, 5, 6, 7.
Because, it was their early, obviously their scouting report or whatever, they were like, He's throwing strikes early or whatever, because these guys were swinging at the first pitch time after time after time. And it was actually tilting me because they weren't working the count at all.
So later in the game, they grinded out the at-bats and they were getting full counts. They were getting on base.
And they were getting guys on base.
There was traffic on the pass, and then that was forced
all
Roberts
of a sudden,
to pull him in the 7th.
And they were so ready for Kershaw. I don't know if you noticed it. There was a shot of the dugout at one point where you saw 2 iPads behind,
yeah,
I believe it was Soto, and the iPads,
one of them had,
if you
Kershaw,
notice, they were both on Kershaw.
Yeah.
So they were ready because, and this is what the guys on TBS were saying after the game. They said Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, and they were kind of giving Dave Roberts an out, saying maybe it was the analytics people. They had already announced that Kershaw was the next pitcher, so there was no mystery. So the Nationals were absolutely prepared.
Rendon
that
said
Kershaw
it
was coming in next.
Well, they knew it before they flew out there.
You could see him
warming
up.
But the decision was Kershaw gets eaten out. They could have gone to Maeda then, who was
100%
lights out, because they would only need one out. They would only need one inning from Maeda, who was lights out.
They need 6 outs,
and then you need one inning from your closer, who you're paying $20
million.
Yeah,
but I'm going to say this in defense of him, and I hate they did this to Davey all year. Kershaw looked unbelievable against Eaton. He made Eaton look like a fool right before it. I don't blame him for starting the next inning. I don't blame him at all.
But you're getting to the power of the lineup.
Okay.
And the best 2 hitters in the lineup.
But you're going against arguably the best pitcher of the last decade.
All right, and you know what? I don't have a problem keeping him in
for Rendon
to start. When you give up the home run to Rendon, he's got to pull him then. You left him in because it was lefty-lefty.
Lefty-lefty.
But think about it. He goes to Kershaw. He's got his entire bullpen. All right? Buehler to Kershaw. He's got his entire bullpen.
I know.
And he leaves Kershaw in there. I'm telling you, he's getting crushed.
No,
out there.
I know he is, but I'm just defending him because we all know why he left him in there, because he's frigging Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer
who
happens to struggle in the playoffs.
But I'm telling you, when he throws a fastball, you could hit him.
Well, it looked like the guy sure made it look like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just can't believe.
By the way, here's $300. I lost the emotional hedge. I think I owe you $250.
You owe me $250.
Yeah. So if you have change, you could give me change now or never, whenever. That's all. I only have Hunskies.
You're so happy to pay that.
I've never been so happy to pay that $300.
Of course.
Ship it.
But by the way, this feels like the Caps.
It kind of feels that way.
Because the Caps could never get over the hump of the second round of the playoffs. They could never get over the hump of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right.
And once they got over that hump, they won it all.
By the way,
this is the fifth time the Nationals have been in the playoffs.
Get that Stanley.
And the Nationals had never been beyond the divisional round. It is their first National League Championship Series.
Look, this makes it more fun to come to work.
Turn it down a little bit, man.
So much better.
It makes it more fun to come to work. It's just interesting. You got stuff to look forward to.
Well, it brings the whole town together.
You got callers. We're going to have 5 million callers today.
I mean, they're such better moves.
The Caps went on their road trip to Nashville all wearing Nats T-shirts.
That was so cool.
I don't know if you
saw
the celebration. John Walton was in a Nashville bar with some of the other guys.
I didn't see that.
And they were going crazy as the Nats.
No.
When Kendrick hit the
Caps Nats relationship is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great.
I told Eric this before the show. I lost a lot more money than he did on this game.
Because
I lost to $250 that we put $500.
Yeah.
I lost $200 to another buddy of mine on the game 5. We just bet $200 on the game. And then I lost another $100 to Peter from Burke because we bet Nats versus Braves who goes further.
Okay.
Or that was an emotional hedge on his end.
Right.
So I lost like $500 on this game.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
It's worth it.
I've never been so happy to give you $250.
It's worth it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. It is open line Nats, 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Nationals finally getting over the hump. And how do you think they'll fare against the St. Louis Cardinals, who won their game 5 in one inning? They won in an inning.
And by the way, they don't mess around. Yeah. They start the NLCS tomorrow night.
Yeah.
This is with the quickness.
Well, I mean,
Sanchez
probably has to go game one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's got to go game one.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. This is the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7. The Nats celebrating the Nationals advancing for the first time in their history to the National League Championship Series. They've won 3 elimination games. The wild card game, think about it. 3 of us were there. Mm-hmm. Watching that drama unfold.
Yep. Couldn't believe that.
And this one was similar in that starting pitcher gives up a couple home runs early, dig a hole, not really doing anything offensively. And in that game, you kind of knew that Hader was going to come in at some point. And they brought Hader in, and Juan Soto delivered a huge hit there. And boom, they advanced to the National League divisional round, where they had been 4 times before. And they had been in game 5s 3 times before. But this was the first time we talked about it. The first time they were on the road.
It's the do theory.
I truly didn't think that they would pull it off. I said it yesterday. I thought they were dogs.
3-0.
I thought like 40% chance. Done. As the game was unfolding. I mean, I love how resilient the team was. Yeah, I didn't deep down. I didn't think they were. I thought, you know, just up against their match. And it wasn't until they got that first run on the board that I really started to believe. Although I will say this.
But the big boys delivered. And they delivered in the 8th inning.
Yeah,
with Rendon and Soto going back-to-back. And then in the 10th inning, when Adam Eaton leads off with the walk, and you've got Rendon and Soto, and then ultimately Howie Kendrick hits the grand slam, it just shows you their big boys delivered. And in the end, in 5 games, Cody Bellinger maybe made some nice plays in center field. It's fine. And had a couple singles.
Yeah.
He had 0 RBIs in the series.
Yeah.
0. Great. That's the guy who's supposed to win the MVP. Their big boys, their Hall of Fame pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, didn't deliver in relief.
By the way,
Hall of Fame pitcher came in game
Soto.
2.
I was going to kill Soto, too.
And pitch a gem.
When Bellinger makes the great catch in center, you got to get to third on that play. You're going to score anyway. If it's
I tried to think that, but I don't know.
You have to tag up there. I was going to kill him for all the little things. That was going to be my mantra today.
Yeah, but no more. No mas.
Didn't matter. Yeah, he came up big.
Those are put aside now.
And again, I want to give Strauss credit because he got off to a rough start. Old Strauss, I think, falls apart. Doesn't necessarily gather himself. And he, you know, he pitched good, not great. But I'd say after the 2nd inning, pretty close to great.
And some credit
and
to
he
the,
just rallied and kept them in the game.
And some credit to the Nats bullpen. For the most part, Davey has tried not to use the Tanner Rainey's and Wander Suero's world. But Rainey came in and got 2 big outs.
Davey was a magician again last night. Davey has done an unbelievable job in the postseason. Unbelievable job.
He has, but guys performed for him.
Of course.
Obviously, Corbin blew up in game 3, but last
But it was. Is it the right decision? That's always, you know, is it the right decision?
100%.
Yeah.
He outmanaged Davey Roberts.
The only issue is now you're getting to the point where you just can't hide guys anymore. I mean, it's going to be tougher because you're playing more games. Series are longer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be able to just hide guys in a 5-game series.
And you're probably not going to use, like, a Max in the bullpen in a game 2.
By the way, I didn't even notice that Max had snuck 3. Out to the
he
bullpen.
He snuck out there, yeah.
I didn't even notice that until they showed him running back out there. So I guess Max was willing to go out there and give him an out or two if he had to.
Davey was going to go that. But, you know, if it went to, like, 14 innings, 15 innings.
If you
I figured the next guy would be Sanchez. That's what I thought. I really thought if they needed somebody.
I don't think, did they ever show him warming up?
They never did. No. But that's what I was just thinking on my own.
Yeah. Who knows? If the game goes 14, 15 innings and you're running out of guys, you might get desperate.
I saw somebody say that Max might have just gone out there because he just wanted to hold a glove and just kind of be out there.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it might
be
a superstitious thing because Davey said there was no chance he was using them.
He said that after the game?
I didn't stay around for like a presser to hear that.
I think things change when you're in the 10th, 11th inning. You got an opportunity.
But bottom line is they won. We're celebrating. We want to hear
music.
You celebrate with us.
We got some champagne. I've never had rosé before.
Oh, my wife loves it.
Rosé's wine.
Hold on.
Is this like a soft champagne?
It's like a sparkling wine.
Eric, hold on. You want to hear them when they first pop the champagne in the locker room first before you guys do it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I love sports.
Sports is the best.
It is.
If you took away sports, think about how empty your life would be.
Be a lot hollower.
Oh, it'd be so hollow. Oh, so sleepy hollow.
Well, we're all going to be sleepy hollow tonight. I know that.
I can't believe how much energy I have.
I've
had no caffeine.
You're going to hit the wall soon. Like at 7:45.
You need a break tonight.
You need
to go to bed early.
I'm not watching Thursday night football.
There's not much of a game.
Patriots Giants.
Yeah.
Yes.
In New England.
All right.
Let's go to the phone.
Before you pop it, let's have Adam come in studio so that he can video it. Make sure you do it on mic.
Hang on. Can I aim it at his belly?
He'll sign a waiver.
Dude, I'm going to.
We're celebrating the Nationals advancing.
Champagne and wine.
It's not a champagne.
It's
wine.
Like a sparkling wine. It's
all right,
good.
Here we go.
Job
boys.
Well done.
It's better than that other crap you brought in.
The Tattinger.
Yeah.
It's a decent bottle. I looked it up.
Is that champagne?
Yeah.
It's
lukewarm.
I just don't like champagne.
I can't do lukewarm.
Yeah, this is cold. So
nice and chilled.
I guess we got to thank Angie Goff because she gave this to.
Thank you.
She gave this to Adam.
Like it or not.
How did they cross paths?
We're drinking Angie Goff's rosé.
When did they cross paths? That's
Adam
weird.
Works on the podcast.
That's right.
Podcast Village. Jason, I'm going to pour you a little bit more because you and I are the two.
I got
two.
One right here.
Okay.
Here's my cup.
Here you go. You and I are the only ones who really
By the way, Adam's trying to take credit for the rosé that he brought in. Like, he went out and got it and everything.
I mean, she gave it to you and you brought it in. I appreciate you bringing it in, but.
All right, hold on.
We got a toast.
We're going to do nothing but calls.
It's going to be 4 hours of Nats.
The calls can wait.
One segment with Dave Richard, but everything's Nats. And I know Valdez is bitter. We haven't done EP this week, but it's just been a busy week.
So Tyler, Ed, Will, Rob,
we're
Carl,
getting everybody.
Don't worry. We'll get you. We'll get you, buddy.
Come on, a little louder. Here we go. Let's keep it going.
Another parade. Let's do another parade.
Go.
I guarantee you we're invited to that one.
Bonus money. Bonus money.
So much.
Bonus money.
So much bonus.
Cheers.
Drabby.
I'm psyched for you guys to get bonus money, too. Everybody's happy.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable.
That feels pretty good at 6:30 in the morning. It's not bad.
I accuse everybody of being an alcoholic. I'm pretty sure I'm an alcoholic because I love this. I'll drink the whole show.
I mean, pretty sure we hit number one bonus this last go-round.
Hey, let's drink to that.
I'm not drinking to pretty sure.
Are you going to finish that bottle?
I don't know. I got to drive. But I get.
We get you a car.
No, I don't want a car. I get butt sized.
He'd be pretty sure.
I feel so poopy after I drink really early in the morning.
I get sized.
The boss told me that we hit that.
Hey,
they did.
Hey, you went to bed at 1:30. I got up an hour after you.
Jason, I thought about you.
Oh, you did?
But I honestly thought about you. I felt in a sad way. Because I think he's not going to enjoy this like the way everyone else did. I really did.
He's going to enjoy it in a rush.
I wasn't screaming like you were with your daughter.
I gave Valdez the audio.
You know what
the
I was
audio.
Doing? I was fast forwarding. My wife's got the pillow over her head, and she peeks to the TV and looks at the score, and then she puts the pillow back.
Right, of course.
And I got the lights off, the dog's on the bed, and I'm fast forwarding it, and I'm going.
Do you have the volume down so you're not waking her?
Volume's down.
Right.
Didn't hear one thing that Ernie Johnson said.
Her.
But she wanted to watch it, but she was half asleep.
You didn't get to hear Frenchie?
I didn't get Frenchie. Didn't get anything Frenchie said. But I watched it until 4 o'clock. I mean, it still took about, because I watched a lot of it, in live action.
Yeah.
But I still took about 90 minutes
to watch
it. A
little bit of a slog there.
Yeah.
So my daughter, everybody sort of knew something was about to happen when Howie's at the plate. So she was filming a little Snapchat. And I gave Valdez the audio. It's nothing extraordinary, but you can hear the Bickle reaction when Kendrick hit his bomb.
Oh, good.
Get out.
Get out of here. Yes!
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Smoke. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's it.
No F-bombs? I'm shocked.
No. I mean, it's 12th. 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
12:30 in the morning. And then I had to immediately tweet. I was busy.
Right.
Multitasking.
Of course Twitter. You had to get on Twitter.
Well, I was on Twitter the whole game. I watch games with...
How can you guys stay up until 1:30 in the morning without a nap? Did you nap?
Dude.
No, I did nap.
I had the day off yesterday. Short nap. And I fell asleep in my chair in the seventh inning.
What?
Woke up at 1 a.m.
That's like an Archie Bunker.
I woke up at 1 a.m.
And then checked your phone.
Checked Twitter. I didn't know what was happening. I missed all the drama.
Honestly, I don't know how you can fall asleep.
No, the TV was on.
But that it already...
It's like one something in the morning.
Dozed off.
So it was already on to something else.
Like, so you missed Karen Doan, Soto, the slam. You missed it all.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Oh. I still don't know how you fall asleep.
I fell
asleep.
It was tense.
I don't know how you guys fell asleep.
Like, I could feel like my heart racing the whole time.
Oh, yeah, my heart was racing.
I was trying to stay awake. Body betrayed me.
I legitimately could feel like my heart beating faster.
I wouldn't be surprised if people died last night. Like old guys with some clogged arteries.
Right.
I could see them dying.
They need that shockwave therapy.
That'll be us.
Well, that's for your Johnson.
In 15 years. Let's go to a couple calls.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Tyler in Oxnard. You can play softly in the background. I'm psyched. Tyler, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, buddy.
I want to talk about Dave Martinez because I know early in the season everyone wanted to can him.
Right.
And this series, I'd say to pinpoint, he didn't overmanage. What he did was he made the little decisions at the right time, like keeping Strasburg in because he started to settle down and not pinch hitting him in the fifth.
Yep.
And then in the last game, keeping Scherzer in for those last two outs, even back in the wild card when he pinch hit Taylor, then Zimmerman. Who Zimmerman hit that blooper, and then, you know, we all know what happens after that. I mean, he hasn't been overmanaging. He's been doing the job right.
Right. He's learning. He's learning.
A big deal.
Yep.
And then as for going into the next series, I feel pretty confident with this team because if you look at our past teams, we struggled with the bats. And, yeah, we had a couple games where we struggled with the bats, but out of the four games we've won so far in these playoffs, the bats have been hot, and it's a team you can never count out till the very end, like they proved last night. So I mean,
can we at least say it's the most resilient Nats team we've ever seen?
Oh,
you might not want to say in
of course
world history.
Is.
No, now
it's
you
by
can.
Far the most. I think you could have before, but I mean, it just cements it.
They've won three elimination games. They've advanced to a place that they have never.
Well,
been
they keep
to
coming from behind. They've been doing it all year.
I keep saying it. There's one person that's bitter.
Bryce Harper. Well, a lot of people were saying that last
he's
night.
He's definitely salty.
Yeah, Do you think on any level he was happy for the guys?
No, probably not. Because he knows what people are saying. I leave, and then the team starts to win.
Right, and they go further than they've ever advanced before.
Exactly.
He kind of sucks the life out of the room, to be honest with you. And this guy,
this is just a different.
This
team.
Group just has a different vibe.
A lot
about
of the
them.
Same faces, but just a different vibe.
They just have a different vibe.
And by the way, his replacement is just better. Soto.
Soto. I said this last night. Give him all the money now. All the money.
And Rendon.
Rendon's already decided he's leaving, so I'm over it. But I will say this. I did think, we can talk about this maybe later in the show, because we're going to do 4 hours in Nats. We could talk about, will this affect Anthony's decision? Because, hey, he might have thought before this, you know what, I want to go somewhere where I know I can win. Like, I can win kind of with the Washington, but they've never really proven it. Now he knows, they can advance here in D.C., And maybe this will be that little slight hometown edge
that we didn't have before. I still feel he's that Boris guy, and he goes.
I still
to
think
the biggest,
he's going,
and he can go to L.A. or Texas or wherever he wants to go. Yankees.
It didn't hurt our case. It did not hurt our case.
Definitely helps.
No.
I think it helps our case a little bit.
Certainly helps.
Maybe 1%. Maybe
2%. I don't know how much, but it helps.
I think it helps.
And his performance in Game 5 didn't hurt his case as to getting
well. The problem
more
is
money
we've heard
more money.
We've heard through the grapevine that the learner's offer. Was as far as they're going to go. It was very similar.
I have a very reputable source on that one.
Yeah. And it just said, that's as far as we can go.
Yep.
It's like the same thing they did with Bryce.
Well, maybe because they look into the future and go, all right, we got to pay Soto. We got to keep one, Rendon or Soto. Soto might
be the
guy.
They got to find a way to keep both.
And then they, even though you control him for a while, and then you got to keep Turner.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but if they keep letting guys go, what's to say
they're
going to sign Soto?
But I'm just saying maybe they're picking which guys.
I know it's way off in the distance. Yeah.
Well, here's how I would look at it if I was the owner, and I know Cakes looks at it similarly. You're old.
Right.
You've got a ton of money.
Yes.
And now there's new revenue coming in. You've never had National League Championship Series revenue. Think of all the money they're making. I mean, they had people at a viewing party. I couldn't tell how many people were there. But those viewing parties are going to grow, by the way, much like it did with the Capitals.
Again,
and that is more
revenue. I've said this for years. If I'm Ted Lerner, I walk in and say, there's no budget. I'm 92 years old.
Right.
I don't even know what that word means.
I don't get it either.
There is no budget here.
All right. Speaking of Soto, go to Will in Stafford.
Will, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to say real quick, I went to bed in the fifth inning. At 3:30, I woke up, rolled over, saw that they won on my phone, woke my wife up. She was real bitter, but I couldn't be happier. But I was just going to say the same thing you mentioned. You got to pay Soto back up the Brinks truck, lock him in. I wanted to mention, they got those blackouts in California for 6 days, schedule coming up, and the Nats already turned the lights out in L.A.
Yeah, it's so great.
So you fell asleep in the fifth, and then you woke up, saw the score on your phone, and did you get up to watch TV?
Did you hit your wife up for victory buns?
she was passed out. I rolled over, I shook her. I said, babe, we won. She just says, oh, that's nice, and passed right back out. I work up in D.C., so I got up, watched a little bit, with the volume off, just some highlights, but. Then I saw Walker Buehler's comment where he said, we get paid a lot of money, and at the end of the day, it's just a game, but he's going home. I thought that was kind of funny, him kind of downplaying the loss, it seemed like.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that. Yeah. Well, he's got to deal with it. It's hard to deal with it.
I mean, he also had to deal with hitting Suzuki.
Oh.
That was brutal.
Well, you know what? Luckily, it hit his hand first.
And it actually looked like it didn't necessarily hit his face. It looked like it went hand helmet.
Yeah,
but the helmet jacked him up.
I'm sure, of course.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez, I'm putting you on the spot here. Do you have Kershaw's comments after? Can you run that real quick? I just want to. I didn't hear it. I just read it, but I want to hear it.
Letting down the guys in the clubhouse. I mean, that's the hardest part every year. I mean, just when you don't win the last game of the season. And you're to blame for it. It's not fun. And the main reason is just the group of guys in this clubhouse. And it's just a terrible feeling.
Why do you put all the blame on yourself?
I had one job to do, just get three outs, and got one out, and didn't get the other two, and they went over the fence, cost us the game right there. So.
Mm.
Hey, he's owning it. He's wearing it.
I mean, the guy's going to Hall of Fame. He's maybe the second best left-handed pitcher we've seen in a long time next to Randy Johnson. Man, can you imagine how he's feeling?
He has the second worst ERA in elimination games in Major League history.
Yeah, think about
5-7-7.
Think about that. I know. It's the guy who – how many Cy Youngs did he win? Three?
Three.
But he's not the same Clayton Kershaw.
And he's not Walker Buehler. Biggest thing for the Nationals. Like you said, they had some at-bats. Buehler got out of the game. They went
Although
to
they
Kershaw.
Started to get to him again. When guys tire,
they
right.
did.
That's what happens.
And they grinded it out, and they got him up to 117 pitches, and that was huge.
Yep.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls. It is Open Line Nats, 800-636-1067. We are celebrating the Nationals finally getting over the hump and advancing to the National League Championship Series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get to these calls.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Nats, as we celebrate the Nationals advancing in the playoffs, winning their first ever series.
It's also open
in
line
Nationals history.
Nats.
It is open line.
It's
Nats.
Open line. Nats.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in. If you're bleary eyed and stayed up till 12:30 or 1 a.m. whenever the game ended,
well, I think. It was well past 12:30, wasn't it?
Well, Kendrick hit the bomb at 12:23, and then we had to go through a couple more outs because were. I think when he hit it, there were no outs still. Had
right.
a couple more outs,
yeah.
And then
a pitching change.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I don't think it ended until maybe 12:50 ish.
I'll tell you where Dodgers like fans are really pissed. I mean, there are a couple of decisions, but they're probably pissed. And Kenley Jansen didn't have a good year, but he's a closer who makes millions of dollars that they didn't use him until it was mop up time.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, they can't believe in L.A. Bringing in Kershaw to face one lefty is one thing, and he got him on 3 pitches. He got eaten. But to bring him back out to face the meat of the lineup, They're killing him. They had he had the entire bullpen to go to, and
I know, but I'm not killing him for pitching to Rendon. He had just embarrassed Eaton, and he's Clayton Kershaw.
That's
fine. You want to pick about Soto, okay, but you understand that too, lefty-lefty.
I know, but he doesn't throw.
It's Kershaw.
But he doesn't throw hard.
I know.
He could have brought in Kolarik. He had all kinds of guys to go to.
The guy had the worst year of his career and still had like an ERA of like 2.8 or something, or 3, or whatever it was. He had a great ERA this year.
You're talking about a closeout game. Late in the game, it's a one-run game. I'm just telling you, they're not going to. People in LA aren't going to say, "I understand why he did it."
They're going to kill him, just like they killed Davey.
They're going to kill him.
But Davey, by the way, we said earlier, masterful through the playoffs.
He's been pushing all the right buttons.
And because the guys come through for him.
Playoff baseball suits him because he doesn't have to go to the poo-poo.
Yeah,
he's adapted
beautifully.
Uses Max Scherzer in the pen. Uses Corbin in the pen. Now, who knows in this next round
if you can use
as many of those guys in the pen?
We thought in the wild card game you weren't going to be able to do that kind of juggling in this series, but they did.
He used the starters in the bullpen in games 2, 3, and 5.
Right. So I'm going to assume he's going to still go to that. That's going to be the pattern. It's going to be all hands on deck continuing, even though they aren't elimination games.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
Let's go to Carl in Pennsylvania, because I had this question during the game early on. Carl, what's up, buddy?
What does the Howie Kendrick Grand Slam, the Gerardo Parra Grand Slam a few games ago, and the Juan Soto 3-run wild card winner all have in common?
What's that?
The second base runner at some point during that at bat either bends down and pretends to tie his shoe, or he double touches his right hip and then touches his helmet.
Did you notice that?
So you think the Nats are helping the batters?
Well, you guys mentioned the double iPad in the dugout, and then Strasburg mysteriously goes to the outfield bullpen out of nowhere.
You mean
and then
Scherzer?
I noticed these
Scherzer, yeah.
Or whoever it was, and then I noticed these bizarre-ass signals, and then all of a sudden we hit these game winners. But anyway,
I thought you were calling, Carl, because I felt like the Dodgers were sitting on Stras in the first two innings, like somehow he was tipping pitches. You know what I mean? That's what I thought you were talking about.
Two games ago, I think the TBS announcers did show like a six-second clip of our guy, Trey Turner, discussing with, I think, Howie Kendrick what the other pitcher was doing right before he threw a slider.
Right.
And then it worked. But just notice, whoever we have on second base, just watch what they do.
Okay.
That's great.
I'll keep an eye on it. I remember them talking about that when Turner was in the dugout after game. I think this was during game two, talking to Kendrick. And I don't know if they were talking about Kershaw, the way he held his glove, or if they were talking about Baez, because the way whoever they were talking about, they could tell by how much of the hand that they saw, whether or not he was pitching a fastball or he's going to throw a slider.
So sick.
I mean, they're like the CIA.
They're so sick.
They're unbelievable.
And they get that intel up at the time.
So I don't know if they were talking about Kershaw. It might have been Baez, but if it was Kershaw, then you could see why they were sitting on those pitches. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Kershaw throws 96, 97 anymore. He throws, you know, maybe low 90s, but they were sitting on that, and Soto jacked it.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, to be 20 years old and to have done what he's done this year with all the pressure, you know, replacing Bryce, essentially being the superstar, it's unbelievable.
By the way, again,
unbelievable.
So another guy we're not talking about is Patrick Corbin. Corbin comes in, he gets Peterson.
Stud.
He struck out Peterson.
Yeah.
Comes back out in the eighth. He gets Muncy to pop out. Then he hit Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Turner kind of leaned into it.
Yeah, he did.
But he hit Turner, and then he got Bellinger to strike out.
Yep.
And then that's what they brought in Freeze, and he got Freeze to strike out.
Yeah.
Corbin was awesome last
beast,
night.
Beast. Beast. Beast.
And Kendrick, he was getting fitted for the goat horns.
Oh, yeah.
he was ready to wear those.
He was ruining a great season with the way he was out in the field, the base running error and everything else.
But now nobody cares.
Nope.
It's all forgiven.
That's the biggest hit in the franchise.
And that's why
history.
He's there. He's there for the bat.
Yeah, of course.
And he came up big.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the guy that he got, whoever hit the ball through his legs, he didn't score.
No.
Correct.
Yeah, he didn't
but
score.
Still, it just left a bad taste in your mouth.
And he grounded a double play in the sixth.
Yeah, annoying.
I think it was Bellinger, by the way.
It was Bellinger.
It was one of the lefties.
No, it was Bellinger, yeah.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax.
Bellinger, who finished with zero RBIs in the series.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What's up, pal?
Hey, just wanted to say congratulations, obviously. Thought it was a great game yesterday. You know, I know the previous caller was talking about tipping pitches, and I'm not saying that he's wrong, but at the same time, too, Strauss didn't have his A game yesterday, left a lot of pitches up in the zone, and I think that's why they got to him early.
Then he settled down. Then he settled down for the last whatever it was, four innings or whatever it was.
He retired 11 of his final 12.
Yeah, which is awesome. But, Jason, I agree with you completely. I thought Corbin was fantastic last night. And I'll tell you what, they got the Cardinals coming up who are, you know, just as equally as hot as the Nats. But I love the Nats' chances with that starting three rotation between Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin. And I especially love Corbin. That guy's been outstanding other than that one, you know, blip in the when he came out of the bullpen. But I'm looking forward to this NLCS. And like I said, I picked the Nats to come out of the NL this year, and we'll see how it goes. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it.
The tension, if they actually keep this competitive and it goes to like a seven-game series, I can't even fathom the tension that we're all going to feel.
Hey, look, we got two more weeks of talking Nats playoff baseball.
Well, unless they get swept.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a week and a half.
Yep, it's a good thing.
Could happen. We figured that could happen in about 6 days.
We're just losing so much sleep. But it's worth it. It's just late night after late night after late night. These games last so long.
Let's go to Ed.
That's why Cakes fell asleep on his chair.
Yeah. My body just couldn't take it anymore.
That's an old man move.
It is an old.
Yeah. You fall asleep in your lazy boy.
I feel just so old.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? This is the second time I'm calling you guys in a row today. Hey, look, yesterday when I called in, I said that they were going to win 6-2. It was a 7-3 win.
Yep.
I said Soto and Rendon had to be the key to this team winning, and they had to hit home runs. I would take base hits. I would take doubles, but they weren't getting those runners in. They weren't moving those runners over. So the only way for the Nats to get runs, it was going to have to be home runs.
Right.
And Soto and Rendon stepped up, and that's what you need from these key players. Now, here's what I want to say about Vegas. I want to see, because you hear the callers calling in now. They're taking the Nationals in the NLCS. I want to know, where do they have the Nats at the odds now? And how much money did people lose, okay?
Well, Jason and I lost $750 combined.
These guys lost the boatload.
But those are your emotional hedges.
But that wasn't through Vegas. I want to know, how much money did people lose by paying attention to Vegas? This is two out of the last 3 years. Teams on the West Coast were favored to beat teams on the East Coast, like the Nationals and the Capitals, and they slayed the Dragon. Mm-hmm. So how much money did these people lose? Because now you have St. Louis, which I'm going to say it up front. You cannot leave runners on base against that team.
Nope.
Point blank.
Nope.
You got to get them over. You got to get them home, because if not, you're going to get swept. But this is a key thing I want other people to know, too. Now that we're in this seven-game series, okay, it's two games in St. Louis, three here, two back in St. Louis. The Nationals have to take one in St. Louis, because the three straight at home will be in your favor. And the last thing I really want to say is Kershaw, I think they said 43 starts. He's given up 24 home runs. All of that is in the postseason.
Yep.
That's about almost averaging two home runs every single start that he's had. That's pitiful.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, like, those home runs could be three-run jacks. It could be like last night when it's back-to-back and it takes the air out of it.
Right, we get it. His postseason record is not stellar. It certainly doesn't match what he's done in the regular season.
Ed, I can tell you that I pay attention to what goes on in Vegas. All right, I guarantee you the books needed the Dodgers or the Nats to win last night, because I think that the late money came in heavy on the Dodgers, and I guarantee you the money for the series was on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And the books needed the Nats to win. I bet you the Nats winning that game last night cleaned up for the Vegas books.
All right, we are celebrating the Nationals advancing to the National League Championship Series. First time in the history of the Nationals they get to this level of the playoffs. Going to be battling the Cardinals for the National League pennant. Starting tomorrow, you can listen to it all right here on The Fan. Celebrate with us. We're taking more of your calls next, although the lines are locked and loaded at 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.